USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is hoping the federal government will provide assistance to flooded out North Texas. The governor telling reporters he had a talk with the FEMA administrator who expressed worry about low-income homeowners being affected by the flooding. The governor adding it's been a long time since the state has seen so much rain in a 24-hour period.
What happened yesterday is the second worst rainstorm and flooding in Dallas since 1932, and the second worst on record.
Sales of new homes fell sharply in July. The government adding new single-family home sales fell by 12% to an annual rate of 512,000 units. The average sales price of a new home in July also jumped to nearly $547,000. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wow. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose an ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Thousands of illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States through the southern border every day. As a result, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott started to bus those illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. and New York City. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez criticizes what he saw when visiting San Antonio, Texas.
Here we have a mayor that is taking away resources from our law-abiding citizens to help with this crisis.
Mayors of cities like San Antonio, D.C., and New York say they need more resources to handle the illegal immigrant arrivals. Kaiser Permanente is being accused of charging patients for COVID-19 tests. The lawsuit claims the healthcare provider was billing patients more than $300 for a two-in-one COVID and flu test. People who got tested for coronavirus aren't supposed to be paying anything out of pocket, no matter how many times they get tested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Delegations from over 40 countries attended a virtual summit about Crimea, an area of Ukraine annexed by Russia in 2014. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims Russian President Vladimir Putin is ignoring previous commitments to honor Crimea as Ukrainian territory.
We will never recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea or any other Ukrainian territory.
A mystery illness has dog lovers taking note in one state.
A mysterious virus has sickened and killed dozens of dogs in Michigan, creating panic among animal lovers. The unidentified illness, which causes acute gastrointestinal problems, has caused at least 30 canine deaths in the Upper Peninsula. Clare County Animal Control Director Rudy Hicks said the sickness is similar to parvo, and that puppies and older dogs are more vulnerable to the unknown virus. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge says one of the men charged in connection with the murder of reputed Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger will remain in prison as he awaits trial. Sean McKinnon had been on federal supervised release when he was arrested last week in Florida. He's charged with being the lookout when Bulger was beaten to death in his prison cell 4 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.